Good afternoon. Did you feel that earthquake earlier today? We checked in with SHN Consulting Engineers and Geologists, where we bring you the weekly earthquake information reports. SHN's Greg Williston reports the facts.
Today at 7 minutes after 1 o'clock, we had a magnitude 5.6 earthquake. It was located 6 miles southwest of Wichipec. Many people in the area felt it, and as a matter of fact, it was felt as far away as Gold Beach, Oregon. There was two responses from the Tule Lake area, and even all the way down to Petaluma. It's hard to know what they really felt, but they have reported in that they felt it as far away as that. So I know in Eureka, we certainly had a good jolt here, and it's a nice little rumble ride, and it's kind of exciting.
SHN's Greg Williston. Stormy winter weather brought power outages across southern Humboldt. As of this afternoon's report, 13 customers are still without power in Garberville, where the power went off at 5:30 a.m. It's expected to get back online at midnight. Outages affected 2,000 people in Rio Dell this morning at 3 a.m., but power was fully restored at 4 p.m. this afternoon. While at 4:52 a.m., 1,500 Bridgeville customers went without power as well. Their power has also been restored. So at this time, PG&E reports the 13 locations in Garberville are the only folks without power at this time. The Eureka Police Department, with the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, cited two employees for selling alcohol to a minor and cited one other adult who purchased alcohol for a minor. The minor decoy operation, it involves minors who work under the direct supervision of law enforcement as they attempt to purchase alcohol from 29 retail licensees in the city of Eureka and greater Eureka areas. Those who sold to the minor face a maximum of a $250 fine and or 24 to 32 hours of community service. Eureka Police ran an enforcement operation in Rag's Rack Room, a local on-sale establishment in the 600 block of 5th Street in Eureka. The action was in response to increasingly disorderly conduct. During the operation, investigators say they observed numerous extremely intoxicated individuals in and about the business who were continued to be served in excess. Reportedly, many patrons were having difficulty walking and navigating the barroom itself. At the conclusion of the operation, investigators arrested 5 patrons for public intoxication. They also arrested the bartender, Stormy Marinella. She was transported to the Humboldt County Jail, where she was booked and lodged. The administrative investigation by the ABC is ongoing. Operation was made possible by grant funding. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the second report bringing you a new feature segment called Our Community, where each month we take on a local topic and highlight aspects of it every Monday. This month the topic is unemployment. It's an issue we hear a lot about at the national and state level. How does it affect us as a community? Today we're looking at the employment in our region. According to the Employment Development Department, the fastest growing occupations include computer science careers, which the EDD projects to grow at 45%. Such as information security analysis, website developers, and computer network professionals. However, construction has a strong showing with excavating and loading machine operators. The medical industry commands the top money-making position on average, with surgeons and physicians taking a strong lead. And the top 5 occupations that make the most money are all healthcare-related. Tune in Monday of next week as we discuss what employment opportunities currently exist. A look at who is hiring and the impact of displaced workers on our region's economy. The California Highway Patrol's Start Smart program is a driver safety education class that targets new and future licensed teenage drivers between the age of 15 and 19. CHP officers discuss traffic collision avoidance techniques, driver-parent responsibilities, as well as seatbelt usage. Testimonies are provided by officers who have investigated fatal collisions involving teens. An upcoming Start Smart class is scheduled for Thursday, March 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Redway School. Reservations are required. Call the Garberville Area CHP office to sign up. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.